My name is Paul. I am 13 years old. Today is November 22nd, and I'm speaking with Giovanna, who is my grandmother. We're recording this interview in Oceanside, New York. Tell me about your parents.
My parents were born in Italy, and they were farmers. They worked very hard, but they were very poor.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood, and what were you like as a child?
I was a tomboy as a child. I competed with my brothers, and I always wanted to be with them. I liked to play with rough games with them, and I liked to win all the time. I was very likable, so all my brothers and sisters liked me and wanted to be with me all the time.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Yes, I had a nickname. It was Piccinella, which means small chick. And they gave it to me because I was the smallest in size. And I didn't always like it because I thought it was derogatory. But as I grew up, I realized that it was an endearing term, and I accepted it.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close to them?
Yes, I grew up with seven siblings. Actually, six, because one of my brothers died before I was born. I grew up very close to them, and I am still close to them to this day. We're always talk to each other and ask each other's advice, and we were each other's role model and best friends.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
Yes, I came from a very small town in Italy, which is in the mountains in the center of Italy. I really didn't have any experience in big cities. So when I came to this country, the first impression, it was humongous. I had no idea what a big, huge city I came into. When the first challenge was the language. I did not understand any English whatsoever. Therefore, we kind of stuck with the same people who spoke Italian, and it took a while before I learned some English. I taught myself, and I worked very hard because I wanted to melt into the United States, and I wanted to become one of the members. I want to be Americanized.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Yes. One of the, as I said before, the language was a tremendous barrier. I understood a lot, but it was very hard to express myself. And when you don't understand that people are laughing around you and you don't understand what they're talking about or what they're saying, you always feel like an outsider. So my first challenge was to learn the language, and I worked very hard in achieving that.
Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
It was a very proud moment of my life. And since English was a real challenge, not just the written language, but the spoken language, I had to work very hard, and I studied very hard. Even though I didn't understand, I really pushed myself, and I was determined to become an American citizen.
Thinking of the jobs you've held, tell me about your most and least favorite.
My least favorite was being an assistant principal, because I had to deal with people, and people sometimes are not the nicest. My most favorite job was being a phys ed teacher, because I felt like the children loved it. I could reach them. I could teach them a lot of concept through physical education. And they love coming to my class. So that was the most enjoyable.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yes. My job and my work life has taught me to be patient, to be kind, to understand when people are having difficulties and try to help them out along the way. And he has taught me also that if you want something bad enough, you need to work very hard to achieve it and not to expect people to do it for you, but do it. And if you have the time to do it today, don't wait for tomorrow. Do it today.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother. Do you remember the moment you first saw my father, and how did it make you feel?
I was very thrilled to find out that I expected a child. I was very young, but I wanted to have a child. And when my son was born, it was like God gift to me. It was I always loved him from the first instant, and he is a lot like me. He's very risk taker, is loving, and he's been a great gift and a blessing in my life since the day he was born. We were very close, and we did a lot of things together. I did a lot of growing up together with him. I learned how to ride the bike when I taught him. I learned how to skate when I taught him, and I remember playing with him in the crib. I used to go in the playpen with him and play when he was a baby. So I really, really enjoyed my motherhood with him. He was great.
What was the worst thing you remember my father doing ever when he was a child?
As I was saying, he was a risk taker. And one of the worst experiences that I remember was he was in first grade, and I got a call from school, and something happened. And I didn't understand English that well at the time, so I ran to the school. And when I got there, there were emergency people, there were police officers, there was the media. And all I saw when I ran into the schoolyard, somebody laying down with a blanket over it. And I thought at the moment, I almost passed out. I was so afraid that something happened to him. But what had happened, he was playing with the matchbox car, and the car went into the grating of the sewer, and he stuck his hand in there to pick it up, and he couldn't get it back out. So they had to call the emergency service to take the grating out and take his elbow out. They took him to the emergency hospital to see if anything happened, but thank God nothing serious had happened. But that was the worst day of my life when I thought that I had lost him.
So why was there a blanket over him?
It was winter time and it was very cold, and they had a blanket over him because the floor was cold.
Okay, thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.